Heidi and Frank show. Elijah Wood, best known for portraying Frodo Baggins in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Wood also plays Ryan in the FX television comedy Wilfred that I've been watching since it started in 2011.
It's so good.
It is an awesome show, and we have Elijah on the phone. Hello, Elijah.
Hello. How are you guys this morning?
We're good.
Awesome. I love the show. Now, it's on FX. It's Thursdays at 10 p.m. I DVR it. I wouldn't miss it. When I heard about the show, I just started watching it from the beginning, and it's a great concept. But for people who don't and they're not familiar with it yet, what is the show about? Just wrap it all up. It's really easy to wrap your mind around. I know. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's basically about a man who has reached a kind of wall in his life, and upon sort of that moment, he meets his neighbor and his neighbor's dog. And he sees his neighbor's dog as a man in a cheap dog suit, whilst everyone else sees a dog. So effectively, that is what the show was about.
And yeah, Wilfred is the dog's name. That's what the
right.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And
he basically, I mean, Wilfred the character is, you know, I suppose it depends on how you look at it, but he's kind of a guide of sorts for Ryan. And Ryan is in sort of a state of recovery as he's trying to figure out a new path in his life, and Wilfred is kind of leading him along that path, albeit in a, you know, sometimes with questionable methods.
Yeah, Jason Gann, who is a co-creator of the show, now he plays Wilfred. He's the guy in the dog suit. You guys, I mean, together and the chemistry that you have is amazing. Anyway, now was Jason the co-creator of the show, the original series that was in Australia that this is based off of?
Precisely. Yeah, it was originally a short film. He created the character with a friend of his. It was actually based on a real dog. There was a dog that was sort of stopping its male owner from sleeping with the female.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started creating a character that, like a sort of characterization of that dog, and that became Wilfred the short film. And then from there, they developed it into two seasons of a television show in Australia.
It's so good, like having four dogs, you know, and he just nails this. Like, one of my favorite scenes is you get up in the morning, he's sitting in the chair, Wilfred the dog, he's just sitting there, and you're like, good morning, and you go out the door, you're literally gone 5 seconds to go get the mail, you come back in, the house is completely destroyed, he's like, I missed you so much!
The living room. Yeah.
I missed you so much! You're like, I just went, I've been gone 5 seconds, I went to get the mail, the house is destroyed. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Very funny.
So good.
I love the parts where, you know, it's like, you know, he has that giant teddy bear that's basically he has sex with all the time. And and the show is, you know, it's on FX, so it can be a little edgy. And I think you're calling him or something, or you want to know where he is. And he's like, don't bother me here. I'm, and he's giving the teddy bear a blumpkin on the toilet. And I was like, oh, my God. And they do bong rips and stuff. They smoke weed together. And like you said, Wilfred is like a guide to your life. I mean, you manifest this dog into this guy who talks to you in a dog suit. It's just it's a brilliant show. Congratulations on it, and I hope it keeps going strong. Now we're here in Los Angeles on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's most legendary rock station. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
I am.
And you're a huge music lover. So as far as classic rock goes, and what band have you always been, I mean, like, has been your classic rock go-to?
I mean, outside of the Beatles, I'd say probably one of my favorite rock bands of all time, certainly of that era, or slightly after, would be Led Zeppelin.
There you go. Yeah.
Do you still have your record company that you started?
I do, yeah. It's kind of, I've been so busy focusing on other work that I haven't had a lot of time to devote to it.
Yeah.
So it's sort of in flux at the moment, but, you know, I'm a huge fan of music and would love to continue to be involved in putting music out, for sure.
Yeah, if you're ever out in Los Angeles and you want to stop in, on Fridays we give new bands an opportunity to play their music on the radio and let the audience decide if they should pursue their dreams or not. So it'd be great, you know, if you could come in and help guest judge that segment sometime.
Nail-biting, though, for the band.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. I mean, it takes a lot of balls to send your stuff in and actually let the world hear it and tell you if you should stay or go. So it'd be great to have you come in and hang out with us.
That would be fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
Thank you, Elijah. Definitely check out Wilfred, the TV series on FX, Thursdays at 10 p.m. Thank you so much. Hope to see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Elijah.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Do we have to take a break here? He had to go?
He's got a big radio
tour.
Yeah,
you know, he's got to talk to somebody
else.
Just
get him a few minutes, Frank. That's it.
He's got Boise on the other line. Right. Let's just jump.
You know what? I was going to ask him about this, and I didn't. Elijah Wood, first person to ever cross Southern Africa's Victoria Falls by rope. What the hell's that even mean? By rope?
Yes, he's related to the Flying Melendez.
To be the first person ever to do something's kind of cool. I just don't understand exactly what that...
It's kind of like that. Like, Nick Walenda was the first to cross the Grand Canyon on tightrope.
You're telling me he walked the falls and...
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe he...
I know.
Hand and feet type of thingy?
Yeah. I mean, cool, I guess. Like I said, the first person to do something, the first person ever to do. Have you ever been the first person?
Yeah, was it even planned? Or was it just like, oh my God, a lion? And he just like started just going across the falls and on a rope.
Oh my God, no one's ever done that before.
Holy hell. Look at you. That's insane what you just did.
You're the first person to ever do that.
Just scared into doing into something history.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.